I don't sound like that, by the way.
Yeah, it's Friday. Two more jeans pulled up all the way over your armpits.
My jeans are so high because I'm excited to be home, finally.
I was going to say, are you officially back now?
I'm officially back at the Mommy Dome. I moved nice. Out of that hotel and I'm home again! I am so thrilled to be back to my life, jeans. I've missed you so much.
Man, you were gone a long time. I didn't even know if you were still, you know, the jeans that I wear.
Babe, you can't even say something like that.
Well, I'm thrilled that you're home.
Dude,
I know
much
the
to
listeners
catch up
are like, can you please get her back? Because we're sick of you.
That is not the truth.
We got some I was really concerned about the audio from Seattle, but everybody told me that they loved the Yoshi episode already. So it's,
well, good. Yeah. I can't wait to hear it. And speaking of Seattle,
yeah,
since I could not go up there with you guys, now that I am officially wrapped on this show I was doing, I will be coming to Seattle June 7th for one night only of stand-up comedy at the Rendezvous Theater.
Ooh.
Very naughty. And before that, June 6th at the Funhouse in Portland, Oregon. Again, one night only of stand-up comedy. Come support your jeans. Come wear your jeans. Let's get fucking crazy. You know what? I got a lot of shit to talk. I feel like you guys are, you know, come and hear it. It'll be fun.
I got stuff to say, man.
Yeah, it'll be super fun. I'm so excited to do stand-up again. You know what I mean? When you don't do it for a minute and you have all this, like, fucking rage inside of you.
Yeah, that's why it's good to take a break, right? We're talking about that today.
Yeah.
You gotta take a break sometimes.
Now I'm got so much new shit to spit, son.
Spit that shit, yo.
What about you, Denim? What about you?
June 5th through the 8th, I'm at the Brea Improv in Brea, California.
Brea!
I got the Full Charge is with me.
Oh, you're lucky.
June 12th through the 15th, San Joseezy.
that is not, nobody calls it that.
At the Improv nobody there, and I got that. Denim on Denim, Jeff Tate.
Again?
Yep.
It's exciting.
June 26th through the 28th, Helium in Buffalo. Never been to Buffalo. And then, let's see, July I go to Hartford, I'm in Ontario. I got Pittsburgh and Richmond coming up. I also added Sacramento. I haven't added it to my schedule. I'll have that put up immediately. But yeah, a bunch of dates, TomSegura.com. Check those out. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, dog. Yeah. So, happy that you're here.
Yes.
Jeans, if you would, please tell us who this mamasode is brought to us by.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. We're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Please visit our site, yourmomshousepodcast.com. And as always, we encourage you and we thank you for shopping through our Amazon banner. That's the regular shopping you would do on Amazon. You're just doing it through our banner. And when enough of you do it, we get a little something back. It helps support the show.
Do you know you can buy a Fleshlight on Amazon?
I think you can buy anything on Amazon. Yeah.
Dick pumps, breast pumps.
There you go.
Father's Day is coming up.
Get your dad a cock ring on Amazon. Do it. He'll thank you.
Do you think your dad would even know what that is?
No, but then when I told him, he'd be like, well, I can't use that. You use it, buddy.
I know. He's like so nice and supportive. He wouldn't shame you about it.
I don't know if that's going to fit my cock, buddy.
He would not say that.
It looks like a pretty small. I got a big cock. Sorry, buddy.
Yeah. Yeah. So, guys, buy your Father's Day gifts now. It's just around the corner.
I think it's around the corner.
June 16th. Is that Father's Day?
I don't know.
Well, June 18th is my birthday, so if you guys want to go ahead and buy me some stuff, you know, feel free. What do I need? What do I want for my birthday?
That's a good thing to ask. What do you want?
Just love, support. I want you guys to come out in Portland and Seattle to see me.
They're
perform.
Coming. They're coming.
That's all
dog.
I want. No, I mean, I. You know what? We're fucking grown-ups. I feel like if I need something, I just go buy it.
Yeah, like an adult.
Yeah, like and I don't really want anything more. That's more than like $100. I don't think I'm that materialistic. You know.
I don't think you are either. You never were asking for stuff ever.
Yeah, I kind of, and even when people get me expensive things, I don't know what to do with them. Like you bought me fancy pants purses, and I'm like, I can't use it. It's too nice.
Yeah, you're not into that. It. I know.
I get like weird.
Well, I'm happy that you're not asking for expensive things.
It's what good. Do you want for your birthday? Last year, April, next year, tomorrow, 5 days from now.
I like peppered turkey. Cracked peppered turkey sandwiches.
How many?
I don't know, a dozen? It's my birthday.
I could so do that. Let's go to that cupcake place with that we want to do for your Smurf
Fuck
Day.
Fuck yeah.
For my Smurf Day.
Let's do that in a second. Okay. Here, let's start the show. You ready?
Okay.
Let's fucking do this. Dog.
It's longer than anticipated to find the crack in the 64-year-old pipeline. I'm standing here with Fred, who says he was greatly impacted by the gushing of oil. Can you tell us a little more of what you saw?
I sure can. I was sitting on my front porch, grabbed a beer, and fuck her right in the pussy.
Back.
Like, it's disgusting.
This shit is big time!
Who is Randy?
Don't bring anyone loving to this.
Your mom in the fucking stand!
Welcome. Welcome to your mom's house. With Tom Segura. Tom Segura.
Christina Pajitsin.
Welcome to your mom's house.
Punch, kick, kicky, punch, kicky, punch. Play the guitar, Tom.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool guitar licks, bro.
Bro, for my you want to go to the cupcake place on your birthday?
Yeah, you know, I haven't even thought about it. June 18th. Fuck, I'm going to be old, dude.
I'm out of town, I think. Am I out of town?
I was supposed to do the Pittsburgh Improv, but they moved the date. Just letting you guys they didn't let me know. Somebody on Twitter was like, I tried to buy tickets to your show and it's gone. I guess they moved my date.
Your stuff's gone.
Thanks for letting me know, guys. So sorry about that. I'm going to do it in January now. It's been moved.
Nice.
I don't know, dude. I think I fucking definitely want...
Fucking. Like, what do you want? Like, you want presents or like...
Sure, fuck.
Do you want like... like, what would be like interesting to you?
What's calculus?
Love that so much, bro. Here's my ideal Smurf day. We wake up, we drink our coffees like we always do, and then we go to the beach because you know I love the beach, and we go get some cupcakes, and then we get massages, and then we give each other hand jobs by the pool.
Hand jobs?
Mm-hmm.
Like, do you want to do the whole like really aggressive thing?
Mm-hmm.
Like, bah, 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 bah.
That's so gross. Why did you have to do the sound? Now, why'd you have to do the sound like
you
that?
You said hand jobs.
No, that's not. It's not really what I want to do. You know, I was just talking to some comedians, female comics, and they were like, "I got a massage and I got like a hand job the other day," and I was all,
"What?"
Yeah, and it was one female comic, I should say, and she's like, "Yeah, I went to this place and the guy put me on my stomach. A Chinese guy," and I was like, "A Chinese guy? It was weird. They're not usually that, you know." Forward.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so he was rubbing her, and then he was like rubbing her butt cheeks extra, you know, and then like his thumbs kind of accidentally pooped.
Come on.
Just kind of meowed.
What?
Meowed around the vagine.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, I don't believe that.
True story.
And then he did a full fucking handy.
No, it was just like that. And then he would like rub her boobs and stuff, but he was rubbing her meow like on the outside. He didn't finger bang her though.
I don't know.
How great is that? I wonder if I could go there. For my birthday.
Ask her. I guess he could do the whole, like, I know English. I'm sorry.
Because sometimes the Asian masseuses, they're not very PC about how they touch you.
Right, yeah.
But I haven't had a full thumb in my cooch yet.
Yeah.
Have you?
No, they'll grab you. I mean, sometimes they'll like, they'll jab towards your asshole. You're like, whoa. And like, you know, because it's like, it's quick and like aggressive. Mm-hmm. You know, where you're like, that's my asshole. Holy cow. Yeah.
What
but then once
do?
That finger gets in there, you're like, yeah, that feels all right. It feels all right. I'm not complaining.
Finger in your bum case.
Finger in your butt. Butt. Boom, boom.
His paper is stuck in butter. Oh, no.
Yeah, it's good stuff. Hey, so, you know, that clip we played is the same guy, Fred.
Yeah.
From another clip that we've played before.
Very, very unusual.
The three victims were part of a CXS...
The different...
Fucker right in the pussy!
Oh, my goodness. And obviously, somebody has interfered with Laura Ingalls' live shot, grabbing her mic and running. We apologize for the profanity, which he also said on our air.
So, it turns out, this is all a hoax.
What?
Well, this is according to Gawker. They said... Cincinnati man, his face disguised by a beard, sunglasses, a hoodie, has now wandered into at least two different local newscasts, grabbing the mic and screaming, fuck her right in the pussy. Except that he hasn't.
Aww.
His videos are terrible viral hoaxes, and you should ignore them until they go away. Mediate spotted a slew of inconsistencies in the videos. The filming locations aren't in Cincinnati. The reporters don't work for the stations pictured. And one of the voiceovers is actually Megyn Kelly. I don't know who, shouldn't you tell us who that is? All right. And they traced the videos to a guy named John Kane. You may remember Kane for the video that started all of this, showing a young reporter who didn't realize he was on the air. He was talking about a missing girl. The reporter claims he'd, you guessed it, fucked her right in the pussy.
You guessed it.
Here's him.
Oh, I don't care if she's 20. Hell, I'd fuck her. You can't say you wouldn't fuck her. Maybe that's what I'll do when they find her. I'll go and fuck her. Fuck her right in her pussy.
All right, well, we definitely apologize for that editing error in that story. We are going to switch gears now to the prospect of peace talk.
So it turns out that video was fake, and the reporter who supposedly got fired was Kane. So he did that as a joke. That wasn't in a real newscast, but he had it edited to look like it was. It was just a joke video. But the hoax was discovered too late, and the footage spread online. And, of course, now it's on YouTube and all these clips. Now Kane is recycling the same asinine catchphrase in an attempt to force the news-bombing character as Fred, of Fred, as a meme, so he can sell T-shirts as if it's 2008. It'll probably work, too, at least to some extent. His previous videos have each scored 1.5 million views, and his new one is already a hit on Reddit. So it looks like...
So funny.
Let's see. Yes.
I love shit like that.
He is he's on...
Fuck her in her pussy.
He's on Facebook, and he's the fuck her right in her pussy guy, is what he's known as now.
I love anything juvenile like that. It's just like prank.
We're not above it.
Pussy. Fuck her right in her pussy.
All right, well, we definitely apologize.
So good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Remember that guy from Death Squad that used to call... He called TMZ one time and he did, where are the dudes at? Remember? He talked to...
What's his tits?
That guy, to Harvey, and was like, where are the dudes at?
That's...
Death Squad, where are the dudes
Monkey
at?
Todd.
Yeah, Monkey
where
Todd.
Where are the dudes at?
That's... Yeah. He got Harvey.
Yeah.
On that, yeah.
He's like, excuse me. He's like, where are the dudes
this is
at?
An interview with the guy?
Hey, everyone. I'm John with John Kane TV, and I'm standing here with the fucker right in the pussy guy.
Like, it's official news.
Yeah. That's the guy that got... fired, or that made that video. The guy who just said, I'm John with John Kane TV. That's the guy. And then the fucker right in the pussy guy is the guy that he obviously, like, you know, gets to do this.
This guy needs to have his own TV show. Why are we wasting time with the garbage is on television? I could watch this guy's prank show all day.
Let's see what he says.
Drinking a beer. And I saw a lot of Twitter people saying, oh, we got to find this guy and drink a beer with him. Well, here he is. This is the original fuck her right in the pussy guy. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
The fuck her right in the pussy phrase has gotten so big. In fact, it's so big they're selling t-shirts. How do you feel about that? You're on t-shirts.
I like it.
You should get one.
I should get one, yeah. I get one for free?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
Well, good. I'm all for free.
Heck yeah. So what is your real name?
My name's Fred.
So tell us how you came up with the idea to say fuck her right in the pussy. What was happening? How did
sounds
it end up?
Inspired,
oh,
you?
I mean, all right.
Yeah, there's no
I've seen your video about that.
Yeah, this really is a t-shirt pitch. That's the funny thing. He's like,
that's too bad.
Yeah.
Because like I like it. It's art for art's sake.
Right.
I like art for art's sake. Come on, guys.
This guy just wants to make money selling shirts.
That's not fair.
Yeah, I mean, who in the fuck just makes money selling shirts?
Right. I mean, or Chuck Woolery. It's not
Chuck Woolery. Oh shit, that was
that's a different. I still haven't gotten my own It Isn't Greasy shirt PS.
Neither have I. I saw a few in Cincinnati. They look fantastic.
It Isn't Greasy.
This is so rad.
You can still get them. They're at Your Mom's House Podcast. .com. They are really fucking dope shirts.
Can I tell you my prediction for Chuck Woolery? I think he's going to have a renaissance because of his lunacy. Like, I feel like he's making a comeback.
Yeah.
Like, Alan Thicke has a reality show. Have you seen it?
No.
It's called, like, Thicker Than Thick, or, you know.
No,
like, yeah,
really?
Yeah, yeah, it's called, like, Thicker.
Thicker.
Just, and it's him and his, like, supposedly like trophy wife, but she's kind of old now, and his other son, the son no one's interested in.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like one of the it's so fake now, reality shows, but the episode is like he was supposed to do a Viagra type of product endorsement, and he's like, oh, I don't know if I could do that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a family guy. Like, all right,
okay, all right, sir. Sure.
Let's see what Chuck is. Here's what Chuck is tweeting right now.
Please.
This is 2 hours ago. Chuck Woolery says Obama should come out on one of his many pressers and announce that he will give cover to any whistleblower with the VA. Period. We care.
That's what he's doing right now?
What the fuck is he talking about?
I don't know.
Two words that hashtag socialists and hashtag communists and hashtag liberals can't stand and don't understand: competition and incentive. I know there are more.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Let's see if... hold on, I got something for you. I think this might be it. Let me check.
Skin has two types of nerves that sense injury. Type C nerves that cause itching, burning pain, stinging, and inflammation.
He has a
and
new ad.
Nerves that produce
shut
another
up.
Product now.
Are you kidding me?
No, I swear to God.
Didn't burn.
I swear to God.
God greedy.
Damn it. Yeah, it's called Tricolm.
Mm. Well, he's really hitting the barrel, bottom.
How
of the
did
barrel.
They just hit him up for that? I don't understand.
The star of Love Connection.
Yeah, why is he the guy?
I don't know. I guess because he's older now, and maybe because what is Australian Dream for? Is it for piles or is it for?
I think.
Is it for?
I think
eczema.
It's. I think that's
arthritis.
Yeah.
So he's old. So now he's like the old hot guy.
Yeah.
You know, there's not many in his category.
Yeah, that's true.
So he's like, I'll be that dude. I'll slang Australian Dream.
Yeah, yeah. He's, oh man. But fuck, I really wish that I could find this ad. It was so good. He's like, you know, here's something else I got to tell you about. It's wrong with Tricolm. It's great. It's not as itchy as other stuff. And, No, it's not a strange dream. It's another thing that I'm doing now.
And you
it's
know,
for your bad breath.
Bad breath. If it's one thing I can't stand, it's bad breath.
Yeah.
I think he's from the old school of hosting where you don't really act like yourself, where it was like back in the day where you really had to put on the air.
Yeah.
Of like a Pat Sajak type of shit.
Yeah.
That's why he can't be normal, because that's how he learned to host. Like, so that's him attempting to be a person, but he just doesn't know how to be like a normal person when he reads the copy for Australian Dream.
Oh my God. Fuck.
Apparently Dana Gould is a huge fan of the Australian Dream. Australian Dream.
He uses it?
Yeah, no. He tweeted me. He's like, I hear you guys make fun of Chuck Woolery too on your show.
Oh, that's awesome.
We should get together. So hopefully I'll have Dana on our show very soon to talk about the ridiculousness of Chuck.
12 hours of bad breath.
Bad breath.
And then I'm Chuck Woolery.
Jesus Christ.
Somebody said this is a Chuck Woolery. No, this can't be it.
What are you looking for?
I wanted to look for more Chuck Woolery ads.
I'm Chuck Woolery. My mother loved Chuck Woolery. I tell you, my mother is an absolute beast of a human being. But when Love Connection was on, boy, she just had the biggest crush on him. And I think he soothed her. So she would just lay down on the couch and watch two episodes back to back.
Two and two?
Two and two.
Is that how long they would be back in?
Yeah, that's the length of the commercial was two and two.
Yeah, he does an ad for Smart Mouth, Tricom, and Australian Dream. Yeah.
What's Smart Mouth? It sounds disgusting.
Does your dog have bad breath?
No, that's not it. Is he here?
My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. Wow, how have I been living like this? It's kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. More like, wow, how have I been affording this? It's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. We use Mint Mobile at the office and we have been saving so much money since switching over. And setting up a Mint Mobile's website was super easy. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/mom. That's mintmobile.com/mom. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/mom. $45 upfront payment required equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Order your alcohol with DoorDash today and drink in the savings. Use code YMH24 to get 25% off, up to $15 value on a $35 minimum subtotal on your next alcohol order for eligible users only. The alcohol selection on DoorDash is top shelf. With thousands of stores all over the country, you're sure to find what you're looking for and more. Beer, wine, mixers, mocktails, and more can be delivered straight to your door. Save up to 25% off, up to $15 value when you spend $35 or more with code YMH24. So whether you're grabbing drinks for an event or staying in for the night, DoorDash is here to help you have a great evening any evening. Terms apply. Must be 21 or older to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Delivery and promotions available only in select markets.
What's the idea behind Smart Mouth? Let's see.
That's
welcome back to the Big Idea. You may think that to go for your American dream, you got to have everything in your life kind of lined up just perfect. Might work that way for some people, but there is certainly another road to that dream. When everything is all messed up, when life's in total crisis, that is actually the perfect time to follow your dream. Because as sure as I'm sitting here, you can be saved by a big idea like my next guest. Woman who thought she had it all. That she was in a terrible car wreck, couldn't work.
What the
fuck? She was
diagnosed.
Dr. Suzanne Cohn, co-founder of Smart Mouth Company. How you doing?
Great. It's so good to be here.
Great to have you. Such an inspirational story.
Thank you.
Let's start it with 1991. You're 1991. You're a dentist.
Yeah.
Things are going great. I'm sure you have a great practice.
I did.
And one day, tell me about the day that changed your life.
I don't want to hear about that. I want Chuck Woolery to say bad breath.
Well, Smart Mouth is like a mouthwash or something that lasts for 48 hours, so you don't have to brush your teeth ever.
For 48 hours?
I mean, brushing your teeth, it's so hard. Who wants to brush their teeth every day, twice,
and
three
the
times
thing
a day?
Is that,
is it that much of a hassle to brush your teeth? I mean...
And I'm here to talk to you about catheters. Let me tell you why. Over the years, I've been a part of some life-changing moments.
That's it! You got it!
This is another ad.
And I'd like to continue by telling you about Medical Direct Club's virtually pain-free catheters. Now you can try them with a 3-for-free sample pack to see which one's best for you.
No, put them right in your dick hole.
The self-lubricating, polished eyelet, the pocket cast.
Then greasy.
They're all for free.
Just makes everything so much smoother, so much easier, cleaner.
Less trips to the doctor, less infections.
You know, Medicare and insurance now pay.
Less infections doesn't need to be.
Bro.
Less infections?
For these virtually pain-free catheters at little or no cost to you.
Yeah, bro.
And if our catheters aren't virtually pain-free, then we'll pick them up for free.
Virtually pain-free.
You won't know until you try them.
Call now to get your 3-for-free sample pack. Call toll-free 1-800-244-4125.
Wow, he does a ton of these.
How awful is your career if you have to be doing catheter ads?
Yeah, why doesn't he have more money? He should have a ton of money.
You know, we were talking about this today when we were walking. Remember, we were like,
a lot of people say the Constitution is old and outdated. Kind of like some people talk about us seniors. But I'll tell you, patriotism is never outdated, and neither is this.
Uh-oh.
You know, our great country was built on this document, and many in Washington and AARP seem to ignore it by supporting the health care law, higher taxes, and gun control.
I hope he's just raking it. He's doing everything. Do you think these things just don't pay as much, and that's why he does a ton of them?
Yes.
So they're like, yeah, I know, for like a real celebrity, it'd be like $1 million, but we got 11,000. You want to do it?
Yes. So he's doing quantity. What we were saying today is that you and I, when our careers do dry up, you know, hopefully you have enough of a fan base that you can just go on the road and make your money doing live shows. But Chuck Woolery is just a professional host. Like,
yeah, we were talking about that today with like actors.
Yeah.
Because if you're an actor and you're, you know, you could be working and like everything is good. You're getting, let's say you're not even the one of the few main leads, but you're on every episode and you're on a network show. You're making $25,000 an episode and you're like, I'm fucking good. You are.
Yeah.
Until that show is over and you're like, shit, I've been living like I make $25,000 a week.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all gone now.
And you've got that mortgage on that big ass house you just bought.
Yeah.
Because you didn't think the show would get canceled season 2.
It's pretty crazy, right?
That's what Chuck's got. But doesn't he have syndication money from like Love Connection or
I don't know, man.
What other shitty shows he's hosted?
I have no idea.
Fuck, that's a nightmare.
Mm.
What's his personal life? Is he married, Chuck Woolery?
I think he's remarried, yeah.
What a nut.
Yeah.
Catheters. Mm. You put in your pee hole, right? It's a bag.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Have you ever had a catheter in your wiener?
Yeah.
Shut up.
Oh, horrible.
When?
When I was in the hospital when I overdosed. And guess what?
What?
A nurse tripped on it as it was in me, so it like half pulled out.
Oh.
I screamed. I was like, oh. And they're like, that's not supposed to happen. Sorry. I go, no shit. It doesn't make me feel any better.
You're kidding.
Holy shit. What? Yeah, it was horrific.
They do that so you don't have to get up and go potty?
Yeah, well, I couldn't for a while, you know? So that's why.
That's so here's Chuck Woolery's Wikipedia, just so you know. He looks great. God damn, he's 73. He looks great.
He does look great.
So this motherfucker has been a game show host. Oh, he's a born-again Christian Republican. He's had 4 wives.
Wow.
Joanne butt plug. She's dead. Okay, so listen, this is he was the original host of Wheel of Fortune from 1975 to 81, the original incarnation of Love Connection from 83 to 94. Can you wrap your head around
how many episodes that is?
Yeah, dude.
It's a lot. It's a lot of episodes.
You stack checks for over 10 years on Love and Scrabble from 1984 to 1990. He hosted Lingo on Game Show Network 2002 to 2007. And then he hosted Think Like a Cat on GSN. I mean, you got to be shitting me.
Yeah, boy, I think he definitely... See, according to Celebrity Net Worth, he's worth $15
million. Right.
Right.
He should be.
Right.
He's done so many like major...
Yeah.
So why is he slanging dick cream or catheters? I mean...
I don't know.
He divorced or something. Or goddamn, he did something wrong.
He got divorced fucking
4 times.
Yeah, there you go.
It's always the bitches.
Bitches, you can't trust these hoes, man.
You can't trust them hoes. Like Sterling, you cannot trust... Bitches will take your money.
Yeah. What's the Jeopardy's host name?
Alex Trebek?
Yeah.
Damn, that guy's got to be stacking it.
He has been hosting that, I think, the whole time, right?
Talk about a sweet gig. what is?
Yeah.
I mean, all he's doing is reading cards.
Yeah, his net worth is $45 million.
Right.
And he has an annual salary of $10 million.
Right.
Wow.
Do you realize what a gem of a hosting gig that is? Like, Trebek, his whole thing is that he doesn't have to have a personality. In fact, him having a personality like, takes away from the nature of Jeopardy.
Right.
This fool, all he does is read.
He's supposed to blend into the background. Yeah.
He's not supposed to be, like, charismatic at all.
He's 73.
Damn.
And he has had two spouses.
Yeah, that's normal.
That's not bad.
Wow. How many spouses do you think you'll have?
I don't think I would ever go more than three.
No way. Why get married again after three?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like you and I, you know, and then, like, the next one will probably be, like a good one, a good run, too, right. Like a sustainable run. And that third one will be when I'm like, you know, I'm done with this shit.
I think your third one, what you should do is what that guy did with Anna Nicole Smith. Like, you got your stacks, and you're on your way out of life. Like, mm-hmm. You see the light, God's calling you, and you're like, I'm just going to get some, like, blonde hoe to juggle my nuts for the last
run. And you know what you do with those?
Slobber on my nuts for the last 2 years.
I know a couple of these in real life. Mm. Some of them are like, let's have a slobber nuts agreement,
mm-hmm.
and they pay for the agreement. Mm-hmm. It's basically
yes,
a high-end prostitute.
Mm-hmm.
What you do is you're like, we're going to get married because I'd like to be married. And, like, you know, you'll be my companion.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tolerate, like, banging me? Cool.
And that's then, what it is, dude.
Yeah, and then you go, like, you know.
Can you tolerate, like, my penis inside of you?
Yeah.
Ugh.
If you're Alex Trebek, you're like, I'm worth $50 million.
Yeah.
I'm not going to leave that to you. Like, you're going to be my cum dog, but I'm not going to leave you that. But
cum dog.
Yeah, but what?
I forgot about the cum dog.
Yeah, of course.
Shit.
The cum dog's very.
You gotta pay the cum dog.
Very important.
You're the man, no?
Cum
dog.
So, but what I'll do is. I will give you $5 million.
Yeah, that's I'll leave, plenty. Right,
so I'm going to be dead in a few years. You get $5 million.
And that should be enough. And Anna Nicole, I think that their arrangement was something like that. And then that fucking...
He died and left her like $500 million. But they all knew that he was not of sound
lucid,
mind.
Yeah. And then she's a greedy piece of dead, now dead human shit. But she was going after the family and the kids. And like, why don't you just be reasonable? Be reasonable, bitch. Take $5 million and give the rest to the rightful. Like,
yeah, I know.
What's wrong with you?
If she probably just would have been like, look, just give me like a little piece of that.
Yeah.
Then it probably would have been fine. But she was like, no, I should get like, I blew this old man for a year. I blew his 90-year-old dick 6 times and I want $500 million.
Oh, man.
Well, you're an asshole.
How can you, I really don't, how do people get like that? How do you do that in right conscience? Like, how do you, and I'm not saying I'm a super, super moral.
Yeah.
I'm a pretty decent person. I cannot fathom doing that to somebody.
Yeah. Yeah.
Making that arrangement.
I couldn't do
How
it
do
either.
How do you fucking do it? How do you do it?
I felt guilty when I got a free coffee.
Right.
Seriously.
Right.
I can't do that. I would never do that.
Can you tell that story on the show?
Yeah, sure. I got a
Don't say where the hat's
No, I know.
From.
I got an official police department hat, and I wore it because I wear hats, especially when I go on a road trip. The last thing I grab before I leave the house is a hat. I like it. It's comfortable. I like it. I like it on the plane because I like to tip the brim down and cover my eyes.
Yes. So, to isolate yourself from the rest of the a-holes on the plane.
That too. But also, like, I can't sleep without a hat on a plane. So it's my primary thing. And then every day when I'm killing time, if I go out, I have my hat on. It's just like my standard thing. It's funny, though. I don't wear them as much home, but I wear them on the road. But anyways, I just went to a Starbucks, and I had on this police hat.
I'm sorry, what? A where?
A Barstucks.
Thank you.
And I had on this police department hat, and the lady behind the counter was like, what would you like? And I think I said, like, soy latte, you know, whatever. And she's like, okay. And then I was like, oh, ring up my friend. He ordered something. And then she charged like $2, and I was like, you didn't charge me the whole thing. I got another thing. And she was like, oh no, we appreciate your service as a police officer. And I was like, and you know what I did? Oh, okay. I got that thing where I think I had already been like, yeah, acted like it was my hat. And then I go like, oh, I didn't want to be like, oh, no, I got it from a thing. A guy gave, you know, so I just accepted. But then I felt super guilty. And I was sitting there and I was like, I can't. So I went back and I tipped like $5-6 for a coffee. And she was like, oh, my God. I go, no, thank you. I appreciate you. Because I felt bad. I felt like I... Yeah. So if it was $500 million, I don't think I could do it.
I don't think I could either. I don't think I could just make that barter with my body and my love and my sexuality. Like that. Now, on the other hand, if I were to find a bag of money on the street, do you think I would give it to the police? Fuck no. I would take it home, and I would spend it very slowly over the next few years.
Like it's $185,000 cash?
Yeah, I'm not going to turn that in.
Interesting.
Are you crazy? Why?
Yeah.
Just spend it.
Yeah.
Don't be stupid. It's free money. God wants you to have that money. That's why he put it in a bag in front of you on the street.
Yeah. It's the world saying, take this money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't, when I find money on the floor, I take it. I found 20s, I just take it.
I found $100 next to a guy, who, like next to his shoe because he was staying there, and I just picked it up and walked away.
Yeah. I would totally.
Yeah.
$100. I might do the same thing. Was it clearly his? Like, did you have a clear cause and effect?
I mean, I could see how good the line could be drawn from his pocket to where it was, but I could also see that it could have been somebody else's. I dropped a 20. I know I dropped it, and somebody, like, it just would have been weird at the moment to claim it was mine. Mm-hmm. Like, somebody goes, oh, did you drop it to somebody else? And the other person said... oh, maybe. Oh, yeah. And I know that I always, like, the way that I put cash in my pocket, that I pulled it out, and I just let the person have the 20, even though I'm, like, convinced it was mine.
Because that's the thing is, if you were to be like, is this your $100 bill? What idiot's going to be like, no, it's not. You go, yeah, of course it's mine. Thank you. When I get back...
I should point out, I was 18 when this happened.
Oh, yeah, you just take the money. Also, when I get incorrect change, when someone gives me too much, I'll take that. I just take it.
Yeah.
Because I figure I've been jacked by them a few times. Like, you get jacked and then, you know, you get your money back too.
Get your money back. Yeah. Yeah.
Your sex life is important, but your schedule is busy. You don't have the time to go to a doctor's office to get treated for your erectile dysfunction. Through Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. Hims is changing men's health care by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment, options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and 100% online. No uncomfortable doctor's visits. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/YMH. That's hims.com/YMH for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/YMH. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Yeah, you forgot that Chuck Woolery, all those guys, they need cum dogs when they get to a certain age. That's how you should go out in life, with a cum dog.
I mean, if you can't have a loving wife relationship.
Yeah. Even with that, why wouldn't you? You're old. Get a cum dog.
Give me my reward. I want to see all the cum on my face so I can lick it up. Oh, yeah. Make sure it's a lot. I want a lot of cum. Yeah, I need some more.
wants to go down my throat.
Yeah, dick. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's the thing, is the cum dog is always appreciative.
Yeah, here's the problem with cum dogs. Here's the problem with cum dogs, as we've learned with Sterling and
can't trust
his
hoes, man.
Can't trust the hoes. The problem with the cum dog is that by nature, these girls are how do you say, pieces of shit. They are bad people. They are immoral people. Mm. And guess what? Immoral people do bad shit to you too.
They turn on you.
They turn on you. Yeah.
Yeah. So and then you're fucked.
They record your private conversations.
That girl's the worst.
Extort you for money.
You're like, what the fuck, man?
You're supposed to be my nigga, though.
Yeah, they take your shit, man.
You're supposed to be.
Yeah,
but
you're not.
Not. Because they're, guess what? They're greedy, lying sacks of shit.
That's true. Can't trust these hoes, man. That's my Uber driver. Can't trust these hoes, man. I broke the story to him, the Sterling story. Yeah, what's this shit I'm hearing about that? I laid it all out for him, and I was like, yeah. And he's a black guy. I laid out like all the racist shit. He was like, can't trust these hoes, man. I'm like, you're mad about the hoe? He's like, yeah, man. You know, you can't trust these hoes.
Yeah.
He knew it. He knew. Yeah.
Damn.
Hmm. Too bad.
Don't get a cum dog, Tom. I'm going to be here.
Oh, I know. I'm talking like.
Yeah, but I'm your cum dog. I mean, that's why we get married. I eat all the cum, not somebody else.
In the. You eat all the cum? All right. I'm talking about my 70s. And I'm like, and you're like, I need to change my catheter. Let's have this cum dog over here do it.
How depressing.
What's wrong with you?
How depressing is that? I'm getting old. Jesus Christ.
I'm starting to see it more like, you know, like you talk to like some of us are, you know, your friends and their parents. They're like, oh, yeah, my dad can't walk anymore.
Oh,
I'm like,
God.
Fuck. You know, that's just a little further down the line, all that shit, you know?
I'm so thankful that my father's in good health.
Mm-hmm.
I pray every day, like, just keep him healthy.
You just got to appreciate it for when it lasts because it goes away.
I know, dude.
Yeah.
It does. It's so fucking scary. Even like at my age now, even at 37, like, working on the show every day, all like 14-hour days, 6 days. Like I could have done this 10 years ago and not felt as horrific as I do. I'm sick. I'm broken down.
It makes me want to take better care of myself now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like seeing people break down, I go, I need to take better care of myself.
Me too. Because then you start to realize like, oh, you're just a biological being. And biological things just break down naturally over time.
Yeah, so take care of that shit, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Shit, man.
Fuck.
I know.
Hey, when can you talk about your show? When does that come about?
When it airs.
That's when you have to wait till?
I think so. I mean, we're still filming. We're not.
I know. I'm just wondering. Episode.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I'm not supposed to. I don't know. I'd be afraid.
No, I'm not asking you to do it right now. I'm saying, like, not even, like, when they're airing ads, like, the week before. Like, you can't talk about it then. Should find out.
They're okay. I'll find out.
Right? Find out.
Yeah.
Mm. Here's a clip from your show.
You fucking pussies actually fucking whine about me quitting the game that you fucking bullied me off of.
What were you thinking like when you guys shot that?
Well, I think that scene was filmed early in the morning. I was really grumpy.
Yeah.
Craft Services hadn't brought the kind of coffee that I requested with the hazelnut creamer.
I could hear it. I could feel it.
Yeah.
That was really good.
You fucking attack me. You bully me off the game. Then it's, wow, boo-hoo, she just deleted her account.
Mm.
So crazy that people respond to internet haters.
Yeah. That was really good. I'm really proud of you.
Mm. Oh, my God. I'm just glad to be back home. I can't wait to unpack and do my laundries and lose like 20 pounds that I gained on this fucking show.
You did not gain 20 pounds.
Yeah, I'm fatter than ever, and I'm sure I'm going to hear shit on it about it, too. You know, when you're like, you know, when you're on TV, you're like, oh, man, I'm going to hear how fat and old I look.
You're not.
Shit.
I noticed, I did feel that way though, as soon as I saw the first cut of my special.
Yeah.
I was like, ah, shit.
Yeah.
So fat. At least I address it. I feel like you got to address whatever whatever you feel like your major physical flaws are.
Yeah.
You know, like you got to do it. If you're fucking, if you're a dude and you're 5 feet tall, you got to be like, I'm short as shit. Just getting out of the way.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got
to
do it.
Well, I mean, what I've learned listening to, who's I listening to? Oh, like some Dr. Phil book I was reading. He's like, if you know what your weaknesses are, then people don't have ammunition against you.
It's true.
Yeah. So if you're like, yeah, I get it. I'm about 20 pounds over what would look good on my fat fucking body. Look old? Absolutely. I haven't slept much last month. I look like shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I get it. But you know what? My teeth look amazing.
You have amazing teeth.
I just bought these bitches. They look great.
And your sense of like what you think is your flaw is never, like, for you, I'm saying for anybody who has it about themselves, it's their fixation, and it's always greater than the outside world perceives it as. You know?
Yes, and also I'm very self-conscious and narcissistic. Yeah. You know, it's the product of having a mentally ill mom where you think everything does revolve around you, because it kind of did when I was a kid, because she would be, like, obsessed with me and picking on me. So I'm like, oh, everybody's out to get me. Like, not really.
But. Yeah.
What was I going to say? Oh, fuck. We're talking about Tim and... Oh, we're talking about the House of Cosby's last night.
Oh, yeah.
Did we talk about that on the show ever?
I don't think so. It's brilliant, though. It is really brilliant.
So House of Cosby's is this animated short thing. How many episodes do these guys do?
I don't remember how many they made. I can look it up. Let's see.
But,
God, it's brilliant, though.
It came out in like 08 or something, or 07.
No,
even.
I feel like even before then.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
We just started dating. We were living in
the
ghetto.
Here's the story on it. By the way, the guy is created by Justin Roiland, is his name. Roiland, excuse me. An animated cartoon about a Bill Cosby fan cloning Cosbys.
So good.
4 episodes were made. And it first aired on the internet channel, Channel 101. Man, it spent 3 consecutive months at the number one spot.
Yeah, it's the funniest shit ever. And
the original run was 2005.
So the best part about House of Cosby's is that Bill Cosby's people found out about it and proceeded to sue the shit out of them, right?
Yeah.
It was taken down for a while.
So I guess Dan Harmon ran that site from, you know, the guy that created Community and stuff. So it was canceled when Justin Roiland and Dan Harmon received a cease and desist letter from Cosby's attorney.
Rudy, you can't make a cartoon.
Do you want to hear the letter?
I love it. Yeah.
Dear sirs, we are lawyers for Mr. William H. Cosby Jr.
William Cosby.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, William.
We have just learned that you offer a deeply offensive animated film that you created entitled House of Cosby's. As you are certainly aware, none of you are licensed in any way or in any way authorized to use Mr. Cosby's voice, name, or likeness. Therefore, we demand that you immediately cease and desist from any of our clients' name, voice, and likeness, including the development and distribution of the House of Cosby's series. I guess the people don't understand how funny this is. You have to watch. We should put a link up.
Yes, and I just learned how to do that to put our videos, so I'll be posting.
Okay. Hold on. So just so that people know how fucking hysterical, I'll pull up just a clip of how the Cosbys actually talk. This was, I think, when I first saw this, I watched this probably 100 times
easily.
Yeah. For like, I don't know, a month or something. It was ridiculous.
We would watch it last night together and laughed.
Yeah.
This is years have gone by since this came out.
Shit. Internet just took a shit.
What took a shit?
You took a shit?
Bleh.
Oh, Jesus.
Don't you hate that we don't have the fiber optic super speed internet?
Yeah.
That the Asians have.
Here's House of Cosby. Okay.
Was a Cosby fan.
Okay. The opening song and then.
It's a House of Cosbys.
A House of Cosbys.
Listen to how the Cosbys talk.
All right. It's done. I locked the basement. No more Cosbys. Well, Theo,
Sometimes you just have to try your best, so.
I feel terrible. This all started because I wanted a Cosby of my own to entertain me and tell me Cosby jokes all the time.
But that wasn't enough, was it, Rudy?
No, I wanted more. I couldn't be happy with just one Cosby. I had to have two. And when I realized that Cosby 2 really wanted to help me pick up around the house, I figured maybe the next Cosbys might have some sort of specialty as well. Like, you know, doing the dishes or massage. I don't know.
I feel like the audio on those aren't
good. Not good.
Yeah.
Can you play the very first?
Yeah.
Is that the one where she finds the little Cosby in the pet store?
Oh, that's a different one.
What is that? It's not the same.
It's the same creators, but it's not part of the... It's not the let's see, house. That's what KO.
So what they had to do is, I guess what they said back to William H. Cosby, was that it's parody, and then they changed the spelling of Cosby to KOSBEE to make it satire.
Right, right.
Could you imagine getting that letter from Cosby's attorney? How hard would you S in your pants? I would be like, my heart would be pounding out of my chest. I'd be freaking
out. That's a no shit fucking...
Yeah. You better cease and desist. That's Bill Cosby coming after you.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
How much money does Bill Cosby have?
More than you. That's the answer every time somebody asks you.
More than you'll ever, ever have, dude.
Yeah. He has an absolute shitload of Cosbys. What? Everything that I'm going to won't load. I'm trying to pull it up and it won't load. Hi, thief. Theo's here. Theo knows that Rudy is trying to pull up his clip.
Oh my God. Do you know it's so silly? Like, it all makes sense now. Of course, we named our dog Theo because you and I, when we first started dating, we were in a house of Cosbys.
Yeah.
And it became like the running joke in our home. Oh, hello, Fifala. Theo got groomed today and he looks so handsome. He's so soft. Oh, yeah.
Hi, Fief.
Hi, Fifo. What's Fifo doing today?
God damn.
Hi, Theo. What are you doing?
Cut my shit up.
What do you mean?
I had my buff manicure. You guys cut my shit. Trim my hair.
I think you look great.
I look like a bitch.
You don't like your haircut?
No.
Okay, well, how would you like to look?
First of all, I was going to braid my beard.
Braid your beard?
Yeah, I saw a couple of Crips that had a tight braid on their beard. I was going to do the same shit. But then that bitch you put me at, she cut me. I look like a motherfucking Boy Scout right now. I hate this shit.
Did you like the bandana she put around your neck when she sent you home?
Nah. I didn't like that shit either.
Were you at least nice to the groomer?
I told her to eat my dog ass.
Theo, did she express her anal glands like I wanted?
Yeah, she expressed, and then I jizzed all over the fucking room.
Okay, what are you talking about, Theo?
Fuck do you think I'm talking about?
You jizzed at the groomer.
Yeah, I said a little bit more, and then I accidentally made a mess.
That is so disgusting.
You know,
that's so gross. Theo, I wish you would just behave when you go to the groomer.
Yeah.
How's it been staying here with just you and Dad these last few weeks?
Shit's cool with you going. It's the best.
Oh, really? It's the best?
Yeah, it's like, you know, we get to do our thing. We get bitches coming over. We drink beer. He puts beer in my bowl. You know what I mean? We do have a good fucking time. And I've been able to collect bets without you fucking giving me shit.
Okay. I didn't know that Tom puts beer in your bowl. I don't think that's appropriate.
Every night.
Every night.
Heineken's, six of them.
Okay. And what about these bitches? Like,
what about them?
Just you or Tom too?
I mean, Tom too. Tom's a bitch too.
Okay.
I'm talking about, there's a basset hound down the block and there's a retriever. Them hoes come over.
Okay. Yeah.
I hold this shit down.
Right. You've been collecting bets. Is that right?
Yeah. People owe me money.
What are they betting on?
What do you think? We're in fucking white-ass neighborhood hockey. Playoffs, you know what
I'm
saying?
Oh, is it the playoffs? I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
How much have you made?
Enough for you not to fucking ask me questions.
Okay. Okay.
Mind your business.
Okay. Well, thanks, Theo.
I gotta go.
I love you.
Whatever.
God, he's just. His attitude is just so bad.
I don't like that he talks like that.
I don't either. I don't always...
And then I jump around, you see? And I eat the pudding slice.
Yes, sir, Mr. Cosby. I understand.
So what happened was, after they got the cease and desist letter, they made a clear, like they made an episode where it was out of the series of the original series, House of Cosby's. Like this is like a one-off. But they make fun of the fact, basically, that they make it clear that they're doing satire, mm-hmm. and this is a parody, and mm-hmm. it's pretty funny the way they set it up.
Excuse me? What is that?
Oh, that's a Cosby.
Come on, Theo!
Oh, so it's like a little creature that resembles Bill Cosby, but you guys spell it with a K and two E's or something?
No, it's a tiny version of Bill Cosby, the public figure.
Is that legal?
It's satire. Look, he's $50 if you want him. If not, I got litter boxes to clean.
Of course I want him. He's adorable.
There are two very important rules to owning a Cosby. Never get him wet, and never feed him after midnight.
Like in Gremlins?
Like in a satire of Gremlins.
So brilliant. See you, Rudy! Theo Rudy. That's me.
Rudy. Theo.
Theo, you see. I am having a fabulous time, Rudy.
More Cosbys? Yay!
So here's all these Cosbys now. Can I tell you the best thing about the original House of Cosbys?
What's that, Tom?
There's a list of who all the the number and which Cosby it is. Like, in other words, number one is Entertainment Cosby.
Oh, my God.
Number two is Housekeeping Cosby. Number three is Moral Support Cosby. Number four is Tattletale Cosby. Then Dancing Cosby, Bathtub Cosby, Useless Cosby, Curiosity Cosby, Butt Naked Cosby, Data Analysis Cosby, then Carpentry, Weapons, Country, Mood Swing Cosby, BCD2, then there's Cosbyette, Preacher Cosby, Toothpaste Cosby, Frequency Cosby, April Fool's Cosby, Hummingbird Cosby, and Evil Cosby.
It's so brilliant.
Yeah, it's really fantastic.
You gotta learn to let a man take a bath. That's the best one.
Yeah, it's pretty.
Theo,
it's
Rudy.
Really, really, really funny. Holy shit.
I don't like the Cosby Show. I miss it.
Yeah.
He's super old now. How old is Bill Cosby? He's like 1,000.
Like 1,000. I mean, here, I have a clip of him.
But one organization hasn't forgotten. Generation America. You want to know what they believe?
No.
Well, it's written right here. Generation America also offers tremendous money-saving benefits to seniors like you and me. Savings on home and auto insurance, savings on prescriptions, plus discounts on travel and more.
God, so depressing.
They're also taking our voices to Washington, reminding them that this document is the rule of the land.
Join Generation America for $24.
Generation
Multi-year
America.
Memberships are as low as $14.40 per year. Join online to receive a free pocket constitution.
Join Generation America on the right side for seniors.
Cosby. Jeez. 76.
Wow, so old.
Just so old. Just so old.
He's so old.
You're old. He's going to be 77 in 2 months.
Oh, Bill Cosby. I just love him so much.
Yeah, he's fantastic.
I want to give a shout out to Scott Travis for giving this to Tommy.
He gave me that in Seattle.
This is so amazing. It's a zine. It's like from the 90s.
Yeah.
And it's called Small Feelings. And it's like this cute little Weeble Wobble character. And it's just him with his peener out. It's this little guy pissing. And then it's like a DP with like this little Weeble Wobble. And it just shows like dicks and sperm and pooping and like one is pooping into another one's mouth.
Let me see that real quick.
It's so amazing. Make sure to read his URL.
Oh,
it's so
shitting
funny.
Into one, sitting into a mouth, and coming hard in the other one's mouth. Holy shit!
Scott Travis, is that right?
Yeah, you can go to scotttravisart.com.
So funny.
Hmm.
It really spoke to me. I saw it and I was like,
"It's fantastic."
Oh, I love
Scott
it.
With two T's, travisart.com.
Yeah,
it's really good.
It's so funny. It's so juvenile.
Hey, we were talking about the you know, when you're an actor and your show ends.
Yeah.
Michael Jace is an actor who killed his wife.
Fuck.
After, like, he had some, he was on a bunch of shows. He was on like 90 episodes of The Shield.
God damn.
And he got into some financial problems. I mean, I'm not saying that's the only reason why, but then he killed his wife yesterday, I think.
But
since a tornado devastated the city of Moore, the twister cut a 17-mile path. 24 people died, including seven
this
children.
Is the video.
Blue Band doesn't know what he's.
Why is?
But here's the thing: what did she do? I mean, maybe she was annoying. Do we know what she was doing to him?
Yeah, I think that it said like she's super annoying.
Would make him sandwiches when he wanted.
Michael Jace is under arrest this morning, facing a murder charge in the shooting of his wife. Jace is best known for his TV roles in The Shield and Southland. His wife was found in their home last night, shot several times.
Jesus,
the LAPD says Jace is cooperating.
Wow.
Why do actors freak out like that? Their lives are so chill.
Wow. I don't know, man.
What do you think it would take for you to murder me?
I don't know. Like, if you were like, if I said like, you know, is the window open? And then you're like, no, it's closed. And I'd be like, well, open it. And you're like, I like it closed. Like that.
And how would you kill me?
I would throw something at you that's heavy.
I would. Have we talked about this before? How we would murder each other?
Yeah. He did. He killed her in front of his children.
Oh, that's nice.
Do you think that'll leave emotional scars?
No. What's wrong with you?
I mean, it's like grow up.
Yeah. Who hasn't seen their mom murdered in front of them?
Records show Jace filed for bankruptcy protection in March 2011, listing debts between $500,000 and $1 million.
Damn.
Much of the debt appeared to be related to his home, which he owed more than it was worth. He owed more on than it was worth. And more than $22,000 he owed in state and federal income taxes. More than $20,000 of his tax delinquency was owed to the state of California. She was a financial aid counselor at Beulah University. Wow. Jesus
I wonder,
Christ.
Like, but they cite that as a reason, like, he killed her because...
No, they're just saying, I think they're just associating, I mean...
The stress of being...
Yeah. But, I mean, damn, like, how do you not have money after doing 90 fucking... I mean, Jesus Christ.
Well, we know how that happens. Yeah, what happens is you get greedy and you think the train's going to keep running and then you buy a house, you overextend yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you're like, oops, I just bought a $5 million house. I only have a million or whatever the heck.
Yeah.
Can I tell you, that's like, it's so pointless. Why buy the big house? Why do all, like, who gives a shit, man?
Yeah.
It just ends up ruining your life if you're not careful.
I know a couple people that, like, when they start, they made good money. I can't say who they are, but, like, a couple that ended up just paying cash for things. So they didn't have that bill later.
It's a great idea.
Yeah.
I think the key, if you do make a ton of money in showbiz, is just sock it away, dude. Like, that first year, just sock your money away, and then when you're of right mind, you can be like, okay, here's how much we have. Like, let's try to do something. Because what do you need? What do you really fucking need? You know, you should have a nice car, because you were in LA and you drive a lot. You have a house that's comfortable to live in. And other than that, what the fuck do you need, man?
Helicopters.
I need a private jet.
Drivers.
A chauffeur.
Chefs. Multiple chefs.
I would love a chef. A chef and a masseuse.
Yeah, it's very possible.
A cum dog.
Yeah, a cum. There you go. Now you're thinking.
I don't like the vanilla because it makes me a little go squeak. Theo Ruth.
Sometimes I have to put the pudding in my mouth to get strong.
I search for mysteries in a hat, you see.
The flag they made, it wasn't even real, you see, Theo.
Okay, little Cosby's, time for bed. We have a big day tomorrow. I'm going to share you with all the neighborhood kids, and they're going to play with you because you're adorable and funny, and you'd never hurt anyone.
Rudy, can you give us Pudi?
No pudding tonight. It's too late.
The Cosby's just went pudding all the time.
Rudy, can we get Pudi?
I like when they, right now she turns the lights off, you're not supposed to feed them, and they wake up, and they, this is my favorite part of this whole series, is they wake up next to her, and then they say their lines.
I love you, Bill Cosby.
Good night, Theo, my dear Rudy.
All right, they're going to wake up here.
Theo Pudding.
Theo Pudding.
Rudy.
Theo Pudding, Theo. Rudy
Theo Pudding, Theo. What does he say? Theo Pudding. Theo
Rudy. No.
Pudding, Theo.
Theo Pudding.
Theo Pudding, Rudy.
Putty Theo Pudding. Pudding, Theo, Pudding, Rudy.
Theo.
That's the Theo.
Best. That's our dog.
I know.
Who knew years later we would have a dog
named Theo?
Because probably of our House love of, House of Cosby.
It's pretty crazy. You're right. I never thought of that.
Happy.
All right.
Let's take the dog for a walk. I think he has to poop.
You're right. He probably does have to poop. Let's let him poop.
We'll see if he can collect on his bets when we're around, too.
Yeah. I'm so glad you're back, Jeans.
Hi.
And I know all the little Jeans are, too.
Hi.
Oh, I'm just thrilled to be back home. I missed you guys. I missed your mom's house. And I look forward to going full steam ahead.
I'm so glad that my next two dates are in California. I can't even tell you.
Shit, you and me both, son.
Yeah. You're not in California.
No, but it's only one night out in Portland. One night, June 6th and 7th, Portland and Seattle. Come see me, holler at me.
Holler at the gods.
Holler at your girl, lady.
All right.
Is that how the hip hoppers say it?
Yeah, 100%.
Rip rap.
All right, we got to go. I love you guys. Love you.
I love
you.
What's our out song?
I was going to play No I'm Saying because I haven't heard it in a while.
Oh, let's hear it. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Bye, Jeans.
Bye, Jeans. Love you. Love.
You know what I'm saying? I'm saying.
Honestly,
you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Like this, you know what I'm saying? My mom, now.
You know what I'm saying?
By that same French excellence,
you know what I'm saying? Like,
the mayor of Know What I'm Saying.
Yeah, he wants to be the mayor. Here we go.
You know what I'm saying?
Like this, you know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
Pull off the proper
honestly,
you know what I'm saying? Like,
you know what I'm saying? Like this, you know what I'm saying?
Do anyone understand that?